Reagan, as you said, during the Cold War period, he basically takes a no-tolerance sort of policy towards Russian expansion, towards the rhetoric of, you know, Russia supplanting the U.S., the Soviet Union supplanting the U.S., and of course that has an interesting effect. A lot of people refer to it negatively as kind of a cowboy approach, and a lot of people lamented that it's going to cause nuclear war. And the interesting opposite effect of that was it ends up bringing Mikhail Gorbachev to the negotiating table. Those men actually forge a working relationship, and to some degree you might could say that it's Reagan's sort of cowboy, no-holds-barred persona that forces that at least a little bit. He is viewed as someone by the Soviets to be reckoned with. He's not viewed as a pushover by any means, and that may well have helped the cause of peace by eventually bringing them to the negotiating table.